This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Sura Shraddha starts from today. Three missing children from Butwal found in an unconscious state in Mumbai, India. And Russian forces retreat from key towns in Ukraine's northeast. Now, the news in detail. Sura Shraddha, also known as Pitri Paksha, has started from today. During a 16-day lunar period, Hindus pay homage to their ancestors. Sura Shraddha falls in the lunar month of Bhadra, beginning with the full moon day and ending with the new moon day. Shraddha is performed mainly on the premises of temples, riverbanks and houses with the help of priests. People throng the Gokarneswar Uttargaya of Kathmandu Valley, Betravati, Devghat and Tribeni, among others, early from this morning to pay homage to their ancestors. The main objective of performing Shraddha is to make the deceased parents happy. The meeting of the National Assembly scheduled for 1 p.m. today has been postponed until Wednesday due to special reasons. Secretary of the Upper House of the Federal Parliament, Rajendra Phuyal, said that the National Assembly will now meet at 10:59 a.m. on September 14th, Wednesday. Secretary Phuyal said that the National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Tibal Sinha fixed the new date and time for the Assembly meeting. Police have said three school-bound children who had gone missing from Butwal since 3 days were recovered from India. According to families of the children, Sagar Paudil, aged 15, Samir Lamsal, aged 15, and Pradeep Panthi, aged 14, all of Butwal sub-metropolitan city 11 had gone missing when they were bound to school. The families filed a police report with the area police office Butwal after they did not come in contact for long. Chief of the area police office, Thak Bahadur Kesi, informed all the boys are in contact with the father of one of the disappeared children in India. Police said information about how the children reach India will be revealed after further investigation once the children reach Nepal. Chief Minister of Madhya Province, Lal Babu Rawat, has urged the youths from the province working in South Korea to put in investment in the Madhya Province. Addressing an online interaction on investment possibilities from South Korea in Tarai today, he said there is a huge opportunity for investing in agriculture, tourism and the education sector and called on the youth to utilize it. The event was hosted by Madhesi Samaj South Korea. Chief Minister Rawat assured that he will work responsibly towards creating an investment-friendly environment in the Madhya Province. More than 100 youth from the province currently working and living in South Korea participated in the interaction. A senior citizen has been found dead after a tiger attack in Madi. The deceased has been identified as Suryanath Adhikari, aged 68. According to District Police Office spokesperson, Deputy Superintendent of Police, Vijayaraj Pandit, the tiger attacked Adhikari who was grazing cattle in a community forest yesterday. Adhikari, who remained out of touch since yesterday, was found dead this morning. The police said his body was found in the Madhyavarti community forest and it seemed the tiger attacked him to death. The body was taken to Bharatpur Hospital for post-mortem. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said his forces have retaken over 2,000 square kilometers in a rapid counter-offensive in eastern Ukraine. His latest update, if confirmed, means Kiev's forces have more than doubled its gains in little over 24 hours. Ukraine's rapid advance saw troops enter the key town of Izyum and Kupiansk on Saturday. Russia's defense ministry confirmed its forces' retreat, which it said would allow its forces to regroup in territory held by Moscow-backed separatists. The pace of the counterattack has not only caught the Russians off guard, but even surprised some Ukrainians, but Russians still hold around fifth of the country. According to one military expert, the advance marks the first time since World War II that whole Russian units have been lost. The gains will also be seen as a sign that Ukraine's army has the capacity to retake occupied territory, crucial as Kiev continues to ask hard-pressed Western allies for military support. Five speech therapists in Hong Kong have been jailed for 19 months each after being found guilty of publishing seditious children's books. Authorities interpreted the books after sheep trying to hold back wolves from their village as referring to Hong Kong and the Beijing government. The sentencing comes amid a crackdown on civil liberties since 2020 when China imposed a new national security law in Hong Kong. Hong Kong is a special administrative region of China and has a one-country, two-systems principle which is designed to give the city certain freedoms. The group of five speech therapists aged between 25 and 28 produced cartoon e-books that some interpreted as trying to explain Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement to children. Americans are remembering 9/11, 21 years after the deadliest terror attack on U.S. soil. Victims, relatives and dignitaries will convene today at the place where hijacked jets crashed on September 11, 2001, the World Trade Center in New York, the Pentagon and a field in Pennsylvania. Other communities around the country are marking the day with candlelight vigils, interfaith services and other commemorations. U.S. President Joe Biden plans to speak and lay a wreath at the Pentagon, while First Lady Jill Biden is scheduled to speak in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where one of the hijacked planes went down after passengers and crew members tried to storm the cockpit as the hijackers headed for Washington. Al-Qaeda conspirators had seized control of the jets to use them as a passenger-filled missiles. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast heavy rainfall is likely to take place in some parts of the parts with partial to general changes across the country. According to the division, light to moderate rainfall would occur with thunders and lightning in some parts of the country today. Likewise, there is a chance of heavy rainfall at one or two areas of the Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. The division has said light to moderate rainfall with thunders and lightning is predicted in some areas of the mountainous belt of the country and limited areas of remaining provinces in the coming 24 hours. Likewise, one or two areas of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces are likely to receive heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of the Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 19.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 28.8 degrees Celsius with 6 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Sura Shraddha starts from today. Three missing children from Butwal found in an unconscious state in Mumbai, India. And Russian forces retreat from key towns in Ukraine's northeast. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.